AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Miami-Dade County Commission Chairman Jose Pepe Diaz says he and his chief of staff tested positive for the coronavirus. They've been working on the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Staff and others who were in close contact to them are being tested. Meantime, the search goes on for people missing in Surfside.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 94. 83 of these victims have been identified and 80 next of kin. Notified.
Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says about 22 remain missing. There is supposed to be a meeting today between U.S. health officials and representatives from Pfizer about a third dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
A Pfizer official told the AP last week early data suggests antibody levels jump 5 to 10-fold after a third dose compared to a second dose months earlier. The CDC and FDA say a booster is not necessary at this time. Dr. Anthony Fauci acknowledges it's entirely conceivable and maybe likely a booster will be needed.
Only about 48% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. General Scott Miller, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, relinquished his command at a ceremony in Kabul.
We can all see the violence that's taking place across the country, but we know that with that violence, that what is very difficult to achieve is a political settlement.
This takes the U.S. a step closer to ending its 20-year war. Britain's health secretary confirmed all remaining lockdown restrictions in England will be lifted in a week, despite a sharp rise in coronavirus cases. Firefighters are working in extreme temperatures across the West and struggling to contain wildfires, the largest burning in California and Oregon. The largest wildfire of the year in California is burning along the Nevada state line, burning about 134 square miles. This is AP News. The Vatican says Pope Francis is not going home yet.
Pope Francis will remain in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic despite completing post-operative treatment in order to make the most of his rehabilitation therapy. Surgeons removed half of Francis's colon on July the 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old has, however, made a public appearance since this surgery as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. He used the occasion to call for free healthcare for all. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk took the witness stand in Wilmington, Delaware, to defend his company's 2016 acquisition of a troubled company, SolarCity, against a shareholder lawsuit that claims Musk was to blame for a deal that involved conflict of interest and failed to produce the profits he had promised. Musk denied any conflict of interest, saying he had nothing to gain from an all-stock acquisition because he owned shares from both companies. Musk had called the deal a no-brainer. Ed Donahue, AP News.